1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk, is proud to bring you The Rick Chamberlain Show. The Rick Chamberlain Show is brought to you by
Bud Light, America's favorite light lager. Milano's Pizza Subs and Taps, creating delicious memories since 1969. On Brown Street, near the University of Dayton campus, Premier Health is proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. Learn more at premierhealth.com/sportsmed. And by Logan AC and Heat Services, the official heating and cooling partner of the UD Flyers, helping fans stay comfortable all season long.
Here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hansgen, and University of Dayton head football coach, Rick Chamberlain.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Milano's on Brown Street, and welcome to another edition of the Rick Chamberlain Show here on the home of the Flyers. Larry Hansgen joined by the coach, Rick Chamberlain. Also, we've got a couple of young members of the state football team that we're going to get to know tonight, quarterback Joey Gigante, and also running back Ty Stilsky. We'll hear from them shortly, but Coach, a disappointing loss on the road Saturday at Valparaiso. You know, it was a 45-28 loss, a lopsided number, which I think was in some ways indicative of the game from the standpoint of who controlled it. But I think it was a game that Dayton just missed. It was about misses. Mm-hmm. It was a missed tackle. It was a miss. It was a drop pass. It was a missed pass. I'm sure there were missed blocking assignments, and not finishing a couple of drives in the first half, getting field goals instead of touchdowns. Any one of those things doesn't beat you. But boy, if you add them all up, it's 45-28.
Absolutely, Larry. And the way I looked at it was the first half. It was a tale of two different halves. The first half, it wasn't perfect, but we did some good things there. As you said, love to have had touchdowns instead of field goals, especially on that first drive when we were inside the five, first and goal, and we end up having to kick a field goal. I thought that was going to come back to haunt us here. But the first half, we were leading. I thought we had momentum going in at halftime there. We had just driven down, and we didn't get a touchdown, but we got some points. We come back out the second half, and right from the very beginning, it was Valpo's way. They returned the kickoff all the way down inside the 20, and that just kind of set the tone then. We were able to keep them out of the end zone. I thought, okay, we held them out. We held them to a field goal, so I thought that would give us some momentum to carry over on the offense and then the rest of the defense. We just never found footing after that. It was all Valparaiso. They made plays, like you said. We had misses in a number of different ways, like you had already mentioned.
If you look at the final numbers, it's deceiving because total yardage, not a lot of difference there. Time of possession was just about even. But it, you know, it was the big chunk plays that accounted for their total yardage, and it seemed like when you needed something to happen, it was a three and out for Dayton, and then it was a three and score for Valparaiso.
Absolutely, and that's a great way to describe the second half. It just was missed opportunities on defense to make a tackle or to break up a pass. Missed opportunities on offense to make the catch or to break a tackle to get those first downs. We were coming up short, and the longer that kept going, the stronger Valpo got, the more confident Valpo got. Saying all that, at one point, it's 31-28. We're within a field goal. Just never could get over the hump there.
Now the Flyers dropping to below 500 in the PFL as well as overall heading into the final three games of the season. Next one coming up at home against Butler on Saturday. Of course, we'll be talking about that here tonight. You know, Coach, and we're not going to beat a dead horse all night, but just getting back to Valparaiso, and you know, when you had, you know, your defense did not play well. Your offense did not have a real good game, and your special teams play was not good. When you've got that type of malaise that runs throughout their roster, is it hard for the guys themselves to, you know, kind of fire each other up or pump each other up because they're looking in the mirror and they're saying, well, I'm screwing up too. How can I get on anyone else?
That's exactly right, because all at once you don't have something to really stand on, to get excited about, because each and every part of our team on that particular day was underperforming badly, mentally, physically, intensity. I just felt like there was not that urgency that we needed to really get things going, to get kick-started. Valparaiso is a good team. There's better teams we played against, and we played better against them than we did on Saturday.
Well, a disappointing loss, but as we said, more football to play, and we'll be getting into that coming up, not just Butler, but just what lies ahead and just what this Dayton team's going to do to not just refocus but re-energize as they hit this point in the season. But before we do that, we've got two young men with us for the first time as their college football careers are measured in not years, not even weeks so much, but days. And a couple of young freshmen are with us here. We got Joe Iguagante from Olentangy Orange High School just outside Columbus, an area that I remember as being farm fields growing up in the north side of Columbus. But enough about my old man reminiscing. Tell us about your high school background, Joey. What brought you here to UD?
I was a three-year starter at my high school. I played corner and safety, played a little bit of receiver, did a lot of things for my team. But what really brought me here is I have a really good friend, Spencer Hawkins. He's a sophomore quarterback. He went to high school with me. He just opened all the recruiting up to me and showed me a lot of what Dayton was about and what the brotherhood here is and all of that. So it was just a really entrancing, it was a great opportunity that I felt I had to take, and I'm happy here and I love what's going on.
Did you have a good, a successful career at the high school level?
Yeah, I was all-district corner my junior year. I was honorable mention all-state as a senior playing safety. Our best year, we didn't have a great year my senior year. We lost in the first round of the playoffs, but my junior year, it was our best season in school history. We went 10-2, beat both of our rivals, won our first Division I playoff game. So we had had a lot of success individually, but more as a team, which is the most important part.
All right. We're going to get into a unique part of your decision to come to UD in a bit, but first we also want to meet your teammate here next to you, Ty Stilsky, a freshman from Kings High School down near Mason. And tell us about your high school background, Ty.
So I was a four-year starter at Kings, and it was awesome there. I loved it there, and both my parents actually went here at Dayton, and they kind of pushed me, lead me towards it for kind of my whole life, you know, buying me Dayton gear and putting up Dayton pictures on my wall. So, and I knew my dad. I mean, my dad showed me his tapes and stuff. And
I was going to ask you that if he broke out any of the highlight films.
Always,
okay.
Yeah. And I had a very good junior and senior season. I was I think I was honorable mention all state my junior year and first team all state my senior year, and we made a few rounds in the playoffs my senior year. So. Yeah,
And I remember your dad very well. In fact, I talked to him the team picture day, and it was good to see him again. And I tell you, he had a what-if career, Boy, what if that knee had stayed healthy? Because he was doing some really good things. And you stay healthy, okay? We don't want that to be a Stilsky story moving forward.
I hope not. Yeah.
So I want to get into something that makes your decision coming to UD unique. Both you guys, and anything to do with who your parents were. We're going to get into that also, taking a look at where this Dayton football team is heading down the stretch. It's all coming up as we continue. It's the Rick Chamberlain Show, and we are live at Milano's on Brown Street.
The Rick Chamberlain Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk. You're listening to The Rick Chamberlain Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
And welcome back to The Rick Chamberlain Show here at Milano's on Brown Street. A programming note, we will not be here next week. Won't have a show next week because a week from today, Dayton basketball plays an exhibition game at home against Cedarville, and we'll have that broadcast for you. That game tipping off at 7 o'clock. Expanded pregame coverage begins at 6, and that's next Monday here on the home of the Flyers. So Dayton football between now and then. Home on Saturday, 1 o'clock against Butler, and the Flyers coming off a loss on the road Saturday at Valparaiso. We're joined by two freshman members of this Dayton football team, guys that did not make that trip to Valparaiso. Right now, getting some work done on scout team, and Joe Iguaguenti out of Olentangy Orange High School near Columbus, also Ty Stilsky from Kings High School near Mason, and both of you guys were recruited to come to the University of Dayton virtually. How was that? Now, Ty, you had a little bit of an advantage because you had that family background where, you were kind of given a virtual tour of campus just by your parents and then all the stories they told you. But without coming, making a visit, setting foot on campus, getting face-to-face with coaches, future teammates, I mean, how tough was it?
It was weird. It was a lot of phone calls and Zoom calls, and I mean, it was weird not being able to see the locker room and all that stuff. But I mean, I've been on campus before. Just my mom and dad walked me around a little bit. But other than that, it was just like trying to trust the coaches and what they were saying. And it turned out to be pretty nice.
Now, Joey, had you ever been on campus prior to August when you arrived, having made the biggest decision of your life to date, without meeting any of the people that held your fate in their hands face to face, or even physically visiting the place that was going to be your home?
Yeah, no, I'd never been here, never seen any of the facilities or anything.
Bring that microphone right there close to you. There you go.
It was just kind of like a leap of faith, you know what I mean? I didn't really get to see any of the places I was going to be at, where I was going to be living, any of the facilities I'd be in, but it became more of like a people thing, building connections with the coaches through phone calls and Zoom calls and all of that. So those relationships that I was able to build over that span of being recruited and just, you know, getting to know the coaches, even though I couldn't see him in person, and getting to know my teammates through social media and all of that, it seemed like a good choice for me to come here regardless.
What was the most pleasant surprise since you came to campus that, wow, this is better than I thought it would be?
Well, jumping into it, not really knowing anybody, none of my teammates, it was really nice to, like, the first day we're here to meet the older guys and just feel, like, how welcoming they were. It's less of a team, more of a brotherhood, if that makes sense. So it was a really comforting thing to see that, and it made it a lot easier to transition in a position where I wasn't really sure what I was getting myself into.
Now, Ty, you might have had things build up by your mom and dad about, oh, you're going to love this, and oh, you can't wait till you see this, and when do you do this, and they told you all that. So was it your case more of a living up to expectations as opposed to being pleasantly surprised?
My mama was told me, the one thing she said was, everybody at Dayton is so nice. And it definitely lives up to expectations because everybody here is so nice and welcoming. And especially the football guys and the coaches, they're all hilarious and they're just so welcoming. And it's an awesome experience to be here.
Now Coach, having to recruit an entire class coming virtually, remotely, if you will. Your basketball counterpart, Anthony Grant, shared a story about one of his new players, Richard Amafule, who he had this entire group of newcomers that came in that he literally had not met. And Richard arrived on campus, and he met Coach Grant for the first time, and he said, wow, Coach, you're taller than I thought you would be. And Coach Grant said, Richard, you're taller than I thought you were, and that's a good thing. You have any pleasant surprise like that where you meet a guy face-to-face and you go, wow, he's going to be all right?
Well, I tell you, Larry, and to talk about the virtual recruiting, an old guy like me, that was tough. That was tough. All that technology and Zooms, and I'm pretty good now. I can carry a conversation. But you don't have a – to me, we did our best to give these guys an idea about what the university's about, what's the school about, what's the football program about, through different presentations. But from my standpoint, it was the idea of, okay, what kind of personality does this young man have? Is he going to fit at the University of Dayton? And you don't get a great indicator of that through Zoom, I don't think. But I felt like we had a good enough indicator. But what I also tried to do was, in these Zoom calls, kind of give them the eyeball test. How are they built? How do they look compared to other people around them there? Because, you know, we always talk about recruiting. We give the eyeball test. We walk into a school. We meet a young man. You have all their stats and everything. But to see them in person, how do they look? And to try to do that on Zoom was very difficult. Just trying to see get exactly how this young man physically would look in the Dayton football program. And I can tell you, Larry, I wasn't sure with our freshman coming in. You always hope, okay, this kid says he's 6'4". I hope he's not 6 foot, because you can't just tell on the Zoom there. But when our freshmen came in and I got to meet them on that first day of camp, all the coaches said the same thing. What physically, how well they looked. I'm talking about strong. And one person in particular, Connor Clyde. These guys know Connor, a freshman offensive lineman. When I was looking at Connor, I thought, okay, he says he's 6'4", he's 250 pounds and all that, but he just didn't stand out to me. When I met him in person, he stood out to me. I mean, the size, his demeanor, everything. And that was very encouraging. To see an offensive, and that's why Connor's prepping. He's prepping. He hasn't traveled. He's traveled once here, but that was a good one. When you can get an offensive lineman that exceeds your expectations of what you saw on the Zoom call there, that's a good thing. Now, Ty, shoot, as soon as I saw him, I said, oh, this has Stilsky jeans in him. I know what he's going to look like. I know. I don't have to worry about that.
All right. Well, Ty Stilsky is with us along with Joey Guglante. We're going to learn a lot more about them, their experiences so far as Dayton football players, but we'll learn about them off the field as well. That's all coming up. We continue. It is the Rick Chamberlain Show, and we are live at Milano's on Brown Street.
You're listening to the Rick Chamberlain Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
Hey, welcome back here to Milano's, a great place to be on any day of the week, especially when it comes to a football Saturday or Sunday. And you know what? Monday night's here for the Rick Chamberlain Show, except next Monday night. We won't be here. We got Dayton basketball that night. Flyers are hosting Cedarville in the preseason exhibition game that tips off at 7 o'clock with pregame coverage beginning at 6. And then we'll be here 2 weeks from tonight for another edition of the Rick Chamberlain Show. Of course, between now and then, got the Butler Bulldogs coming in to Welcome Stadium on Saturday at 1. We'll talk more about them coming up. But getting back to the recruiting, we were talking about how difficult it was recruiting via Zoom. You always rely on information from high school coaches. Was that even more essential this time around?
It was, Larry, because we've had contacts with high schools throughout Ohio and outside of Ohio for a number of years. And so we've had those connections with high school coaches. And they've been around long enough. They know the type of young men that are successful here at the University of Dayton. And so when we hear from a coach that knows our program saying, this young man is who you want to recruit, that helps us immensely. And when you go into a new school, you got to rely on the coach's recommendations, things that he's saying about them. But we really like to go back to those schools in which the coaches, the high school coaches, know our program and can say, these are the young men that you need to talk to.
Well, I mean, and they've got a vested interest. And the thing is, not just to help their player go on and succeed and do things, but you know, if they lie to you, if they build a guy up and tell you things that he's not capable of doing, well, chances are you're not going to go back there again, and that's a lose-lose for everyone involved. So yeah. I guess the realistic assessments have got to be the most valuable.
They do. The coaches have to give us an idea of what kind of work ethic the young man has, how smart is he, how is he is with his family and so forth. Those are some of the things that that we need to hear from young man. And I tell you, Larry, I really appreciate it when a high school coach, and I've had this happen, I'll go into the school and say, hey, coach, I want to ask you about your seniors and all that. And he'll say, coach, we don't have anybody for you this year. Well, we just don't. And you appreciate that instead of him saying, you might try this guy. And so once you time and energy towards that young man, that's not going to work out. So those coaches that are upfront and honest with us, those are the ones that we really go back to.
Well, we've got two newcomers on this Dayton football team with us here tonight, cornerback Joey Guaguante out of Olentangy High School near Columbus, and also running back Ty Stilsky from Kings High School down in Warren County. And Joey, you've come here and you've been largely working on scout team so far. What's that transition been like for you?
So obviously as a competitor, I wanted to come in here and play, but it just didn't end up that way. There's a lot of experience in the older guys in front of me, so I'm in a position where I could either fold and, you know, self-destruct and be a negative component to the team, or I can give as much effort as I can every day and give the guys who are playing the best look possible in order for us to win games, because at the end of the day, I hate losing more than I like winning, and I don't want to be a part that adds to why we lose. So I want to go out there and get better myself for the next coming years, and I get the best look possible. I'm going against our starters every day, rep after rep, so it's not ideal, but it's what I've been given, so I'm going to give that opportunity 100% of my effort.
And I think we have a Dayton receiving corps that's getting better. I think you've got to take some credit for that, because obviously they're going up against stiff competition on Saturdays, and for them to be rising that challenge, you got to be doing something right, Joey.
Yeah, I hope I give them the best look possible, and they tell me that they like going against me because I'm chippy and I don't want to give them anything. I don't want to get beat on a rep. It's just makes me mad, you know. Like I said, I'm a competitor. I want to give them the best look possible, but I don't want to lose. You know?
Well, I can tell you, in talking to guys through the years, that nothing will honk them off more than a scout team player that lets them do something. It doesn't scratch and claw and fight for everything. So you're on the right track. You're on the right track. Okay, so Ty, you're in a situation where in the running back depth is such that, you're not getting as many reps, that you'd like to get with the first team. So what's been the transition like for you?
It's definitely different, you know, going from getting reps in games to being on the scout team. But just like Joey said, it's just trying to be a positive component to the team and do my best on scout team to give the defense and the linebackers and the D-line a good look. And just always working hard every day and going out there and giving it my best is the most I can do, you know. So,
you know, is it a situation where, I mean, obviously someday, you know, you're going to have the Dayton offense down pat, okay? You're going to have to know the playbook inside out, backwards, forwards, sideways, and diagonal. The fact that you have to learn a playbook, so to speak, it's a card held up for you,
yeah.
But you've got to learn that every week. From a football knowledge standpoint, do you think that's going to maybe even accelerate your learning curve?
Yeah, definitely. I'm still learning the Dayton playbook, obviously, but getting to know these other playbooks too is definitely a key component in just my mind and helping me just figure out just football and how it's ran and all that. So yeah, definitely, sure.
You get to see these guys in action, scout. You get to watch what the scout team is doing this year. And at some point in time, we always visit and talk about this. So what type of look have the guys been getting?
Larry, I can tell you that an example this past week, and every week we give out scout team players of the week. It's voted on by the players that are prepping. they vote on guys that they felt gave them the best look. And it's always a number of different players, both on offense, defense, and special teams. Well, this past week, I made an executive decision for the offense. I did for the scout team. And I said it was the offensive line. Our scout offensive line did a great job in executing what we were going to see from Valparaiso. And so every one of those offensive linemen was our scout team players of the week. And what I've seen from them is effort, learning. As Joey and Ty have mentioned here, scout team is an opportunity to help the preppers, of course, but it also is to help them get better as football players. And Josh Hendershot, our coach, offensive line coach, he's talked about his O-line this year. You know, Larry, we're very young, and they're learning along the way, and they've done decent. He said, what hurts them the most, they didn't get to spend a year on scout team. Because we didn't have that last year. Nobody got scout team work, which can help the development. And that's what we want from our young men. It's not just to go out there and be a punching bag for the varsity preppers. We want them to get something out of it, too. Improve their football skills, and these two young men are. I get to see Ty all the time, and because he's running back, and I'm showing him the cards there during unit and so forth, and he gives us great looks, and I just hear a lot of praise about Joey on what he does making our passing game better.
Well, there's a guy who is the former scout team player of the year for the Dayton Flyers that is going through, he's stretching now, he's going through pregame warmups, and he's getting ready to take the field tonight, Monday Night Football. Adam Trautman went from scout team to the NFL. It can happen, guys. It can happen.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We've got a lot more to learn about these guys away from football. And then also we take a look at Butler. That's coming up on Saturday. That's all to come. It's the Rick Chamberlain Show. We are live at Milano's on Brown Street.
The Rick Chamberlain Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. You're listening to The Rick Chamberlain Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
And welcome back here to Milano's on Brown Street, another edition of The Rick Chamberlain Show. We do not have a show again next week. Dayton basketball that night, Flyers against Cedarville in an exhibition game that will tip off at 7 o'clock. Dayton football coming up Saturday at home against Butler. Longtime rival, even before the existence of the PFL. We'll talk more about that in a bit. But I want to learn more about our two new members of the Dayton football team. A couple of freshmen, quarterback Joey Gigante out of Olentangy Orange High School near Columbus, and also running back Ty Stilsky from Kings High School in Mason. And all right, let's start with you, Joey. Have you decided on a major at the University of Dayton?
Yeah, so I'm majoring in political science right now with the intent to go to law school after. So.
Okay, so you've got a path that has been determined. Now, at what point in time did you consider becoming a lawyer?
I don't know. It's always been on my mind, I guess, going through the classes I liked in high school. I really liked writing. I liked the history. I like that type of stuff. And political science, I've always been interested in, like, how our government works and all the things that go behind the political spectrum and all of that. So that's just what I was passionate about. So that's what I wanted to major in. I want to go into law because I feel like I can do a lot of change and really impact the world through that degree, like criminal justice and stuff like that. And through the political spectrum, taking that as my undergraduate going into it, I think it'll give me a lot of good background that could be really helpful for me going through law school.
Okay. You've only had a handful of classes under your belt. You're about to not... I guess probably at midterms or whatever, about halfway through. What's been the best class that you've enjoyed so far?
So I'm an honors student, so I'm in an honors writing seminar, and I really like my teacher, and it's just been a fun class so far. It's been kind of laid back, and I only have it twice a week, so it's kind of there's really not that much instruction, but it's just a good class to be able to, like, really be an individual student instead of just, like, you know, taking tests. And I can actually like say what I want through my writing and stuff.
Okay,
so.
Very cool.
Obviously, time management is a challenge for every new college student, especially an athlete. If you have time to yourself outside of schoolwork and weight room work and practice, what do you do for fun?
I just try to catch up on sleep, honestly. It's so much going on during the weeks, lifting and practice and school and study tables and all of that. So I just try to rest up as much as possible. And when I'm not sleeping, I'm hanging out with some of the teammates, some of the guys. So, you know, it's pretty laid back when I have that time to myself because I don't really get much time to relax in general. So.
Okay. All right. Well, we know a little bit more about Joey Guagante from Columbus, and now Ty Stilsky. Have you picked a major yet?
Yeah, I'm a finance major and an entrepreneur minor. So.
Okay, go in business for yourself someday,
oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay, Stilsky and father, or just oh, yeah. Stilsky?
Stilsky, real estate. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. All right. Any class that you've had so far that's resonated with you?
I really enjoy my Biz 201 class. There's a lot of projects and it's not a lecture, but it's a little bit more of like a lecture class. But it's interesting to learn about that and do some Excel and stuff like that. Even though I'm not the best at math and with all the numbers, but I do enjoy it. It's pretty fun figuring all that stuff out.
Now, so. When Joey was talking about catching up on sleep, you were nodding your head, which is great for radio, by the way. So, could you articulate out loud what you'd like to do when you do have spare time?
I like to nap a lot, and I like to watch movies and TV shows too.
Okay.
Eat. You know.
Well, so what's your show of choice? What are you binging anything currently?
I'm finishing the third season of You right now. It's a Netflix original show.
Okay.
So I'm finishing that right now and watching a couple of movies. So.
Okay. Yeah. You got it. I'm going to recommend if you haven't already seen Ted. Watch Ted Lasso.
Oh, I finished it. Yep.
Okay. All right. You're a good man.
You're
a good man. All right. So now we know a little bit more about these guys away from football. Let's find out a little bit about Butler, a team that is a longtime opponent for Dayton, even before PFL days. Rick, what's this Bulldog unit look like?
Well, I tell you, you hear that term all the time, Larry, about when two certain teams meet, you can throw records out. And that's what this is. Butler is not having a very successful season, but that doesn't mean anything as they get ready for the Flyers. And we can't take them lightly. Probably the biggest rival of our program, especially to them. They just feel like Dayton is the game that they need to win. And a lot of that is based because of proximity. We're not very far apart. We recruit a number of the same young men. A number of our players know a number of their players. So that brings some of the intensity to that game. And I can tell you, Larry, even though that they haven't won many games, they've gotten better. They've made some personnel changes, especially at their quarterback position, and it's paid off. Just this past week, they and Davidson, who's at the top of the league right now, third quarter, they're neck to neck. And then Davidson pulled away from them. And they've been in games like that most of the year. They're in it right until third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter, and then things go wrong for them there. So I'm looking to see a typical Butler team coming in that's going to play very aggressive on defense, stunning all over the place, and be very precision on offense, especially with this quarterback.
All right. As you get you've had a chance to have the guys look at film from Saturday. You'll hit the practice field tomorrow. What will be your focus this week?
The focus is to keep the energy going. We got to. Yeah, it's tough losing games, and it's tough losing the way we did Saturday with the mistakes that were made, both physically and mentally. We've got to wipe that out of our minds, and we've got to focus in on what do we need to do to beat Butler, how does our execution need to be, and we got to bring energy. We can't just go through the motions.
All right, it's a 1 o'clock kickoff at Welcome Stadium. Pregame coverage with Mike Kelly and me will begin Saturday at 12:30. That'll wrap it up tonight on this edition of the Rick Chamberlain Show. On behalf of our engineer-producing team of Tyler Nance and Alex Schilling, our student-athletes, Joey Guagante, and also Tyler Stilsky, and, of course, the coach, Rick Chamberlain. I'm Larry Hanskin. Have a great week, everyone, and go Flyers!
The Rick Chamberlain Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.